We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Samach Dalet, and we are beginning the two dots on top of Samach Dalet around 5 lines from the top. It said in the Mishnah that if one of the two behemoths die, you have partners here, two seirim, one's going Lashem and one's going Lazazel. If one of them dies, so you have to bring a new pair because you have to pick a girl. And so let's say the case is with a Sar Lazazel died. So you had here a Sar Lashem and a Sar Lazazel. A Sar Lazazel dies, and all you're left with is a Sar Lashem. But you need a partner for this. What do? You bring two more seirim, make a girl. And the one that goes wins Lazazel, the girl, that goes Lazazel. The other one's Lashem. Now you're left with two Lashems. You have the first Lashem from the first pier, and a second Lashem from the second pier. So the halacha is, the shaila is, which one is Yireh and which one Makirah? Because the Mishnah had a machlekes. What's the halacha with the other one? Is it Yireh or Yomus? But either way, which one is the one that you Makirah? Which one's the one that Yireh? That's the question. Amara. Sheni shebezug rishon yikarit. It's the Lashem from the first zug, from the first pier, that's the one that yimakriv, and sheni shebezug sheni yira. And the let's say Lashem that from the second pier, that goes to pasture, that you have to get rid of. Rav Yechon Amar, another opposite. Sheni shebezug rishon yira. The first one, which was left without a partner, that's the one that goes to pasture and gets killed. Or gets sold. Sheni shebezug sheni yikra. The second Lashem that came now new with the Azazel, that's the one that you makiv. So it's like it's Rav and Rav Yechonon. Which one do you use? The first Lashem or the second Lashem? But my kamifli, what's the biyam machlekes? Rav sava balachaim ein nedochem. Rav Yechon sava balachaim nedochem. What does nedochem mean? Nedochem means if some carbon goes through a time where it's disqualified, that's a psul in the carbon. So the shaila is, that's for sure, that if something is geshachten, it means it's already slaughtered and it's already done, there, of course, it gets disqualified. If it went through a period that was disqualified, it's possible. The shaila is a live behema nedachim or not. So a rav holds balachayim in nedachim. So it means the live behema that was slated to go Lashem never got a psul in it. So you're going to bring it. We'll see why dafka the first one, but it does become possible. He holds, no, the first animal, since it was at a partner for a certain amount of time, at that time you couldn't bring it because it has to have Azazel alive. So it became Nidachim. Once it's Nidachim, that's it, that's possible. So Rav Sava Balachayim and Nidachim, Rav Yechon Sava Balachayim and Nidachim. My time with the Rav, what is the reasoning of Rav that he holds that Balachayim are not Nidachim? Where's his Makar for that? The Yalf Mechus Hazman. He learns from every Mechus Hazman. Mechus Hazman is a behemoth, the first 7 days of a behemoth's lifetime. You cannot bring it as a carbon. So it's mechus hazman, and still, it's not nidachim. Lav avagav the hashloi chazi, kehoda michzi, when it turns 8 days, shapadami, it's good for carbon. Hachanav leishna, he also, who cares if it was a certain time, it wasn't rayu. If it came back rayu. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a rayu, mechus hazman, not a rayu. Mi dami, hashab leish chazi kal, it's chazi kal, never was rayu. So that's not called dichu. Dachu means disqualified. But if never was royu, it's not called disqualified. Hacha here is nirv nitcha. Here it's worse because it was first royu. It was slated to be the carbon Lashem, and then it got disqualified. That's worse. Don't bring a raya from Mechus Hazman. Ela hainu time of the Rav. The yalef from Balmum Oiver. Rav's not learning from Mechus Hazman. He learned from a different place, from Balmum Oiver. That means the behema that gets a mum, but the mum heals. The loch is, when the mum heals, you can bring it as a carbon. While it has a mum, you cannot. Afterwards, you can bring it. So here's a case where the carbon got disqualified for a certain period of time, and it goes back to its first status. So ba mum oiver lav afgav lechazi hashda. Even though right now it's not royu, it's not qualified by carbon. Kim hodo mechzi, when it comes back, when it heals, shabadami, you can use it. Hachinami. Here also loishna. Here also by the case where the partner died, it's the same halacha. Hachinami loishna.
Carbon gets about
my liver. Right.
When it gets healed, you can bring it for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm saying you can bring it for that carbon. It doesn't get disqualified. So Mar says, how do we know that Taka? Maybe the always gets disqualified. But how do you know by mum over Taka that's halacha? The chsiv, because the pasuk says about a carbon that has a mum, says miyad ben nechar lo sakrivu es lechem alekechem and kol elef. All these things behemoths that have a mum. Ki mashchasam behem mum bam. Lo yiratzu lechem. So we learn now from here, mum bam hud lo yiratzu. Ha'ava mumon yirtzu. Only when the mum is bam, you can't use it for carbon. But if the mum passes by year two. So it's the first apostle by Balmum that there's no problem of dichui. There's no balachayim in the dachim, and that's Rav's raya that you can bring the first carbon, the first lashem, because there's no dachim. What's that beichin? Because balachayim dachim. What's doing mum? Beichin is the raya. Mum that's the halacha. But miyat rachmana behem. It says behem. Behem heim hu dichui avad mumon year two. Only by Balmum do you say that ki avad mumon year two. Called that even that when the mum gets better, when it's healed, you can use it for a carbon. Called the chui and all other disqualifications of kavanas. However, nitru. Once it's disqualified, finished. So it's a miyat. Only bal mum has this idea that balachayim and adachim. V'rav, what does it do with behem? Behem sounds like a miyat. Sounds like a exclude other things. V'rav, ahu behem, a different drasha. V'rav, ahu behem, beinayud lo mirtzum. The only time a mum is a problem, only if it's be'en, if it's by itself. But if it's mixed up, mirtzu, you could bring it as a carbon. Where do we find such idea? Get it down. Which means like this, that the moral will explain, but it means that mid araisa, if a varam of a balmum gets mixed up with a varam of a shalein, of a complete animal, that both there's a own carbon and that gets mixed together, you let it bring it really, because it's bottle. Because the only din of balmum is only be'en. But when it's mixed, you let it bring it. That's the raisa digadin. And we'll bring a raya to that. That's the raya to the look to the Mishnah. Evarim tamimim, evarim bamumim. Evarim of tamimim, of behemoths that were complete, got mixed up with evarim from bamumim, behemoths who had blemishes. What? They shechted both carbon based on Mikdash, and then they found out that one of them had a mum. And now already, they took apart the animals and they're mixed up. They can't tell him, the foot looks like a foot. So Rav Elazar Omer, you're not allowed to be makabim anything. But Rabbanon, you're not allowed to be makabim because there's a balmum here mixed up. But Rav Elazar says, let's say, Omer, im karva roish lechemem. Let's say one of the heads you were makabim already. Yeah, kriva kol roish and kulam. I'm talking about oil here. You're kriva kol roish and kulam. You can makabim all the roshim. And what's the pshat? The Rashi explains because you can say the first one that you did when you didn't realize that was the balmum, and the rest of it not balmum. Now, how do you have a right to be toilet like that? Only because it's only the rabbanon, so suffik the rabbanon lekula, and you can be toilet on that. That's what Rashi learns. Karav shechemhem yekriv kol karav kulam. If the karam of one of them means like the knees, the feet, if that was makav one of them, then the other ones also you can makav all the other ones also as well because. You could assume that the one that you did already was the Balmum. Like Rashi explains, there were maskul, you could recall a Russian. He says, V'toylin ha'isser, you're the isser, but isser shakarav kvar. V'talin lakula, the halvin is arvu, in kan sofik is the raisa. Since it was mixed up, no sofik is the raisa, lo'ez l'chumra. Lo'ezira tayra aleim, ela behem, kishem ba'atzman. Shenema behem, ki meshchosam behem mum bam, ki ista be'inayo. That's the drasha of behem. Even if one's left, you can't put on the mizbech because maybe that's the balmum. So if you could bring it, so we're saying behem is teaching us the bainayo. So how do you, so who's the pasuk for? For Rav Eliezer, obviously then. That's the Rashi learns klar that if Rav, he's learning it. Use behem the din of ba'en, and who's that going to Rav Eliezer? Toisvis dira maskel ha. Second Tais from the bottom says it could be even for Rabbanon. First Heretz, he says Sphere like Rav Eliezer. Inami afilu Rabbanon, he wants to taina that Sphere Rabbanon also made the right, so really it's good. Just that Midar Rabbanon, you can't be Mac of the last one. What?
I'm teaching you then. What I'm teaching you then.
It's teaching that Midar Raisa, it's really mixed up. It's really.
You can't do anything with it.
What? No, so it's the gay, lo yaradu. It's the gay, lo yaradu. That's just the gay. The law is really Shviyaradu here, the mix of the year, that's Taisa speaks out, that'll be in the game. Hakaponim, so Rav says, you can't say Behem is coming to exclude everything else, the Gavi Balachayim Nidachim, because I'm using Behem to teach you that the Balimum is only a problem if it's Be'en. So what does Rabbi Yechon do? Has Rabbi Yechon make this drasha of Fir of Eliezer and the Chamim? Fir Rashi wouldn't be so Shver, he goes like the Chamim maybe. But Taisa is a short Shver, everyone has his drasha. What does Rabbi Yechon do with his drasha? The Idach. Nafkalei me bom behem. It should have said bom. Not why I say behem? Because it says ki meshchasam behem mum bom. So it says ki meshchasam bom mum bom. Why I say behem? So that's drasha. Both drashas. First of all, that only here has the heter of ein bal chaim le dachim. And number two, here has din of be'en. Ve'idach and Rab bam behem loy darshin. Doesn't darshin bam behem. Very good smack. So we establish pshat and Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon holds bal chaim le dachim. Therefore, the first Lashem that lost its partner, it's Nidachim. Since at that point it was disqualified, it's disqualified forever. And the second pair you bring, that's the one that goes Lashem. Mashenki Rav holds it's not disqualified. But the question next to what I ask is, so why Dafka the first? The Rav, Ninami the Balichayim and Nidachim. You're right, the Balichayim are not disqualified. So pick which one. You could make the first one, make the second one. Why Dafka the first one? So we're going to have a familiar Gemara that we had in yesterday's Daf now. Amar Rava, Rav Savalok Rav Yesi, the Amar Mitzvah Berishon. Rav holds that the mitzvah is always Berishon, with the first one. Which it here would be the first one that got temporarily disqualified. So according to Rav, it's not disqualified, but that's the one you'll use, the first one. Now, where's this Rav Yesi called Mitzvah Berishon? Here Rav Yesi. Ine Rav Yesi the Kupais. This is Rav Yesi of Kupais. This is talking about by Shkalim, the Tanai, look at the Mishnah. Shalish kupais shall shalish sa'im. Three kupais of three sa'an each. Shebehem tarmim es alishka. Before every yontiv, 2 weeks before yontiv, they went to the truma es alishka. They went to the lishka, which had all the machta shekel. There was a room full of machta shekel. And they took off three baskets full. V'kosva lehem aleph beis gimel. They wrote on it aleph beis gimel, which is basically like 1, 2, 3. V'tanya, look at the bright. So why you have to write the numbers on the baskets for Tanya, Rav Yosi. Lama Kosolim Alves Gimel. Late days, when the Rishon, you want to know which one's the first? Lahavi Amet Rishon, because that's we have to bring the Kavanas first from that one. Shem Mitzvah Rishon, the Mitzvah the first one. So you see, Rav Yosi Shita is Mitzvah Rishon. So Mar says, no, it's not a riot, because Dilma Shani Hashem, the end of this Chazi Kamaisa, when you do the first Truma, the first separation in the first basket, that's the only one that's Raya for Kavanas right now. Loyes Chazi Mitzraisa. Number two is not Raya until 5 minutes later, we do the next one, or 5 seconds later. But at a certain time, the first basket was Raya by itself. Masha Enkin here, like Rashi explains, you can't, even though you made a Geirul, you can't bring the Sa'ir Lashem until after Matan Dam Hapar. So here, the Sa'ir Lashem was waiting, and the Sa'ir Lashem died. So now, it lost the Sa'ir Lashem. And then you brought a new one, and now you have again the Sarla Zazel back now. So now, when the second Lashem came, it's still both of them were Royu until you bring the Matan Dam. So therefore, it's not a Raya Mitzvah Rishon. Now, the Rishonim speak out that we could have said the case was that it was after the Matan Dam Apar, that's when the Zazel died. And then it comes out that this Sarla was attacked on Royu first. But it's not a good thing, because Rav is Mashma in any case, the Halacha is you do the first one, every case, even if it was before the Dam Apar.
Wouldn't there be a man taking the second one because it's custom kachas and came to show all those things?
Right, the Meiri, but still here, Mitzvah Rishon, this was Mitzvah Lashem first, yeah. I hate that would be the Maila. It's true, but all those things are not things that I'm active, but yeah. L'chara would be a stick of right, I hear what you're saying, but L'maisa, it's still this one overrides. Mitzvah Rishon overrides it, but we're saying this is not a Raya Mitzvah Rishon, because the Raya from Trumas Halishka there, it was the first one was more Raya than the other one. Ella Rav Yesi the Pesach. So basically of carbon Pesach, the tiny lint in the brisa. Hamafrish Pischoy. Someone separates a carbon Pesach, a week before Pesach, he says, I raise that Pesach. But all that, they got lost. Now you took another behemoth and said, that's what we'll Pesach. Well, Maisa, right, Erev Pesach, you find both of them. Vachanim Tzarishon, Vreishneim Oimdim, both of them are standing in front of you. Tanakama says, Ezimem, Shirti Yakir, Divrechacham. Chama say, either one you want to give Makir. Rav Yesi, you know, Mitzvah is dafka berishon. Even though here they're both becoming royu at the same time, b'shas chatzos. So you see, mitzvah berishon. So for us also will be mitzvah berishon. V'im hayasheni mufcham menu yivienu. It says over there that by the Karim Pesach tapa on base, tapa on base. Hayasheni mufcham menu yivienu. If one of them is more special, it's a better animal, then you'll bring that one for Karim Pesach. But back to our case. So here also, mitzvah berishon, and you see, even though in the chal, at the same time, still mitzvah berishon. Now, like we spoke at last time, by the La'azazel of the Shaila, is the din mufchar there or not? So Taisiyah speaks about the same thing. Is there a din mufchar over here, when we're talking about these things, so let's say, Sarmash Leach. We set up with Taisiyah Shalom, the Taisiyah here speaks about. Top Taisiyah says, Umastisim nami name a hachi, you say a mufchar. Inami, Shemle Shaykh Hamilsa Elabeg, Sose Veshutim, or Benasim Bazara. Sarmash Leach, Sarah Panimi, Hanisraf, he says, the Sarah Panimi is also, since it's being Nisraf, all the meats, not going on the Mizbeach, and not eating it, therefore maybe there's no din of mufchar. Before we had a klal azazel. Here we have inla sarah pnimitah saying that the tzad, there's no din of mufchar. Why not? Because it's not being brought on the mizbeach, or no achilas mizbeach, or achilas adam. Therefore, there will be no din mufchar according to Taisvah. Same on Taisvah Shanim at the end of the last paragraph.